We're going to talk about, we're still in this topic, what we believe, and about the angel. Brothers and sisters, the Bible word of God says, the faith of God is the beginning of knowledge. The faith of God is a beginning of wisdom. If you don't have a faith of God, you can be bachelor, prime minister, president, king, whoever you will be, whatever you will be front of God, God doesn't count you. You are clever. The word of God says, if you have a faith of God, it means you are very smart, you are clever. You have a wisdom. And this faith can bring you many blessings from God. Because the word of God says in Isaiah, which person God will visit? Which person God will pay his attention to? Except the one who is listening his word and trembling when he heed his word, this man, God will come and look after him. God will pay attention to that kind of man. That man who is poor to receive the holy stuff come from our God. Amen. That's the same in the book of Isaiah. Who one God will visit, who one God will pay attention to, is a man who is, when he listens to the word of God, tremble, get fair, and his poor on him, he want to receive something holy from God. This man, he will give God a debt, God all time. His prayer will be short. He can't pray long, long time, 40 days, never. Just a little bit, and God says, oh, this is my man. Straight away. Amen. Today, we still in this seminar, who is talking about the angel. Who is the angel? What the angel do? There are two kinds of angels. There are angel of demon, of Satan, and the angel of God. But today I'm going to talk about the angel of God. Last week, we have this and we eat a lot. It's not strange for you. For those who were here, we eat and we eat a lot and a lot. Me, I'm just a little bit preacher. We have a doctor already give you a lot and a lot. Amen. We have our spiritual father. He gave us last week and we were full. This one I want to share with you is what I received from him through the Holy Spirit, and he teach me. And this blessing I want to share with you in this morning. Amen. The word angel actually comes from Greek word angelos, which means messenger. In my language, we say mujumbe, someone who takes something and bring to you. This we call in my language mujumbe, or in French, messager. In English, it's calling messenger. It means the things he brings, he doesn't belong to him. It belongs to his boss. The boss gives him, and he brings to you. If you are ready, he will give, you will receive it. Amen. Jesus, when he sent his disciple, he said, go everywhere. You will find someone and you meet, he has peace, a son of peace living in him, said to him, the kingdom of heaven is close. I give you everything. I give you all the authority against all kind of demon. Heal people. Bless them. Clean them. I give you for free and give them for free. Amen. It means those disciples, they were a messenger which Jesus sent to his people. Because Jesus said, I could go there, but I sent you. Go, couple, two, go everywhere and teach. The one who received you, he received me. The one who will reject you, he reject me. Hallelujah. People of God, when you receive someone who brings you the message of God, straight away you don't receive him. You receive the one who sent him. And believe what you need, tell him. And he will ask his boss. Hallelujah. You can say, he doesn't have anything like he is. But the one who is inside in him is great than your need. Just tell him. Tell him, I'm sick. He can say, I'm a doctor, I want to give you some medicine. No. He will say, oh, let me pray, let me ask my boss. My boss, you are a doctor, you have a big hospital, and you have all kind of Panadol, all kind of amoxicillin. Give this man. Straight away, you'll be healed. And he left. That's all they do. Hallelujah. This angel, their job is to bring the message of blessing, is to bring the message of warning, they lead or to direct you, they encourage, they teach, they help, and according to the God's will. Amen. Sometimes the messenger, the angel, they can come for you, to you, to warn you if you did bad, they have to warn you. If you are in risk, they can tell you, oh, be careful. Do this so you can be saved. And if you don't do this, oh, up to you, will be in danger. They have to warn you. The angel, one day, Abraham was sitting in front of his door. He saw three people walking. When those people were walking, on him, he discerned. He found these are special people. This doesn't look like Canaan people, like normal people. Something on him told him. Because if you doesn't have the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God in you, you can't discern the man of God or the angel of Satan. You can think, oh, all of things are good, good. Even the wrong prophet, he says, this is the prophet of God. Oh, sorry. Abraham, his time, when those people they were working in his side, he said, no, these are no one else. They are the angel, the messenger of God. And he went, he ran away to say, stop, please, I beg you. If I get favor in front of your sight, can you stop? Can you have a little bit break? I will find something for you, some altar to wash your feet, and just a little bit cold aura to drink, and just a little bit bread. After that, you can continue your journey. He begs them. He bowed down. This is not easy. People of God, we misrap when the servant of God came and you neglect, you think maybe they are normal people you find in the street. You think maybe they are your uncle, your auntie. I know that man. Don't worry. Oh, my friend, you miss. Maybe those people in your problem, your spirit problem, in your life, are them God sent, it was your opportunity, your occasion to be healed, to be blessed. If you don't have a job, maybe are them who come with a key to get a job, are them who come to heal you any kind of disease. They came maybe to make peace in your family. But because you found them like they are normal people, you leave them go. Because the one who sent them, he sent them to tell them, just go. Someone who approach you, who welcome you, he welcome me. Don't push someone. We don't push. Jesus didn't push. Jesus didn't force someone. Mm-mm. He leave you, he give you the only your free will to choose this. Because if you choose by your free will, you will know how to work. You will understand and you can do everything will come better because it's yourself who decided. Example, like a woman, a lady want to marry a boy. We leave them to choose. Leave that lady, that girl herself to choose. Don't force her because if you push her, when she will get in trouble, straight away she will be angry. She will be against you. Because you didn't give her that that law, didn't leave her to get her own decision, her own love, and then he will start to build her own family strongly. In the same like us, people of God, when the word of God is coming, we have that freedom to choose, to decide ourselves in our heart and to say, yes, nobody push me. When you've been altered before the pastor to baptize you, they will ask you, is this someone who pushed you to come in this altar? Like me, I said, no one. Tell me, is there any condition who let you come to be baptized? Or some say, no, I love Jesus. I believe Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. No more Satan, no more of kind of world. I shake everything. I come to bow down in front of my Lord Jesus. this I did. And this I wish you to do. Even you can do that. And this one, God wants us to do. Your free will, like Abraham, when he came, he wanted to do everything, to prepare, to do everything. Do you know what God tell him? The angel tell him, he said, do whatever you see is good in front of you. Hallelujah. The angel didn't force Abraham. If you find in the book of Genesis 18, verse 1 to 10, you can read at home that story. Say, the Lord tell Abraham, do what is good in front of you. Because Abraham begged him, and he said, okay, after this, the angel will eat, will receive that food which was preparing with the servant of Abraham. And after them to wash their feet, they say, oh, let us continue our journey. But the day, the year, and the time like this, Sarah, your wife, will get a baby. Ah, impossible. Sarah was listening inside of the tent. Say, what? Me? I'm already old. Wow. How could I gain a baby? Well, now I'm very, very old. Like I can say, mom here yesterday, we were in the 80-year-old birthday. And I came, someone came, oh, mommy, you will receive baby. You will, next year, December like today, you'll have a baby. People will be here. Maybe they can take the stone and start. So, go away, liar. Sarah, even her, when she heard about the word of the angel, she said, impossible. She was laughing. But the angel turned back and said, Sarah, why are you laughing? Is this something hard in front of God? Sarah said, scary. Oh, no, sorry. I didn't laugh. I said, yes, you did. Hallelujah. But if God said, you will be blessed, and you will be, because he said already, believe or not, he will do it. Amen. Because of what? If he did, if God blessed Sarah, it wasn't according to Sarah's believing. It wasn't according to Abraham's believing. Hallelujah. You can get a blessing sometime through your partner. That's why the Bible says, two people, when they are together, one who believes and one who doesn't believe, leave them, stay together. Because through that one who believes, those kids will be clean and not unclean. It means they will always get blessings, only one who believes. Hallelujah. Don't neglect your husband if he doesn't believe. Say, this is a pagan, I don't care. No, just be patient. One day, he will come. Hallelujah. He will come to Jesus. If you still stay strong in Jesus, he will come. Don't neglect your wife if he doesn't believe strongly like you. Leave her like that. One day, she will come. And your family is still holy because through you who are working to our Lord Jesus. Amen. This blessing was coming through Abraham. How Abraham was connected with God. It wasn't according to Sarah, because Sarah has a dupe. But according to her dupe, God didn't care about. He blessed only, say, he must. Hallelujah. Those angels, when the angels are walking, are being sent to from God, they walk with something, two things. They walk with blessing, and they walk. If you receive them, you will be blessed. If you don't believe them, oh, terrible for you. Like Sodomo. The story of Sodomo. Those people make them trouble. Fire come upon them and them finish all. But for our grandfather, our grandparent Abraham, because he received them, he received all the blessing. Hallelujah. When Jesus is coming, his second coming, when he comes, for our church, all church will be happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going in our home. But those who neglect him, be fire in tribulation. Like when those angels came to Abraham, for Abraham and Sarah, oh, joy. Sarah gave birth to Isaac. Isaac means happy, hey, joy. But in Sodom, fire. Sodom and Gomorrah, fire. Because too much trouble. That's why we're here. We have to know and understand who is angel. The angel is no one else. He's a servant of God. Hallelujah. The angel is a servant of God always. The meaning of angel. Judge 13:1-5. Here we find the story of Samson, the birth of Samson. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah named Manoah from the clan of Danai, clan of Danaites, had a wife who was childless, unable to give birth. This man, again, he doesn't have a baby in his life. His wife couldn't give birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, you are barren and childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now see to it that drink no wine or other fermented drink, alcohol, and that you do not eat anything unclean. You will become pregnant and have a son whose head never be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb. He will take lead and delivering Israel from hand of Philistine. This man too, it was one man, Manoah. He has a wife. That wife was childless. One day, angel came to her wife and said to her wife, now listen, you never get a baby, but now you will get a baby. This baby will work to God. He will be a Nazarite. In my language, we call him Munaziri. Someone which has put people are there, but him he will be like separately with normal people. He can't be like other people. He said, this your child, no any blood will touch her head to cut her hair, his hair, because he will be holy. He will work for God. But listen, woman, don't drink any alcohol. Don't drink whiskey. Don't drink beer. Don't make the rubbish stuff in your life. Be safe now. Be holy. Because the one who is going to bless you is holy. And you will carry a baby which is will serve God. Is the one who will revenge those people who, those Philistines who beat every day the Israelites. The beginning of story we heard about when Israel was make mistakes in front of God. God leaves them. God left them. And the enemy start to beat them every day. Nobody could save them anymore. God, because he loves them so much, he brings someone who was poor, someone who couldn't, he makes his plan a miracle. Samson was born miraculously to save God. But listen, when the angel of God is coming to bring a blessing for you, he brings you the blessing, but he has to teach you, to tell you how you must keep that blessing. The blessing of God, you can't take them like this, like you pick up something and you put and you go away. No. The blessing of God must be kept by the word of God. Like Adam, when God bless him, them and leave them in the Eden, God didn't left them like that. It gives them the word who will look after those people. Say, people, all of this belong to you, but don't eat the fruit from this tree. To know the good things and the wrong things. It means the word of God is the one always who help people of God to keep the blessing which you will always receive from God. If you were blessing a job, God bless you any kind of job you are working. For you to look after your job, you must associate God in what you are doing. So that blessing can grow up and grow up. If you are doing any kind of business, don't worry. Associate God in your business so your business can growing up and growing up. Some people receive the blessing and say, that's all, let me go. Remember those people, the leper, when Jesus cleansed them, there were ten, and when Jesus cleansed them, when they went away, nobody came back to say thank you, because God, Jesus tells them, go now in front of the priest, the high priest, and give your offering there so to be testimony. Because people who were sick by the leprosy, maybe you never see the leprosy. I saw them in Africa when I was young. Because my dad used to be a nurse to look after those people. I saw them terrible. They make them their own place. Nobody is allowed to go there. You can't, even your dad, you are not allowed to give him food. If you want to see them, it's something they make like a window. You see them by distance. Oh, morning, good afternoon. Oh, see ya, bye, like that. If you touch him like this, this one, down. Cut. Just even the toes too like that. Terrible. 10 people has this disease to Jesus. Jesus heals them. When Jesus heals them, he sent them, go now to testimony in the temple. But among them, only one who come back to Jesus. When Jesus, those people, they think maybe, I don't know, I can say aventurier. They think maybe Jesus is a witchcraft, because they, after to make to pay your money to the witchcraft and you receive your talisman, you don't care about him anymore. You go away. But among those 10 people who were healed, one came back. Jesus was in the temple. And that man came, bowed down in front of Jesus. Jesus asked his disciple, look, remember these people. There were 10. Where is another 9? And these people is a stranger in this town. He don't belong to this town. These people who live here, where are them now? Say, okay, you are saved. Hallelujah. Those people now, we don't have any story about them anymore. Because if you read how Jesus was teaching, he said, go and don't sin anymore. Because the last time they come back, the return of those demons who went out, when they come, they will be strong than this who was in you. How were those 9? I don't know. But we know about the one who came, and Jesus said, you are saved. Be healed your body physically, to be saved physically, and spiritually, he was be saved too. Amen. When the angel came to Manoah, they tell him, no more drink. Like today, I can tell to you, my friend, it's grace for you to be here. Jesus loves you, but don't sin anymore. No smoke. Don't drink. Sometimes you say, this man, too much blaming. To blame people. I don't blame you. I'm bringing just the message of the one who wanna help you. God who will help you. He like you, but he doesn't like sin. He doesn't like disobedience. He likes someone who obey his word, and all things, the miracle will come, boof, upon him. Amen. This is the word of the job of the angel. Look, Zachary too. This man, Zacharias, he was among the priests, and he was chosen his turn to put incense in a temple. At that time, so other people were outside praying. For him now, when he was inside, put the incense, the angel appeared to him and tell him, you too, you are a blessing. Your wife will have a son. And this son, most of people will believe, is the one who will prepare the way of the Lord who is coming. Hallelujah. When you are working for God, don't worry. He knows you. He'll appear to you. When he was his turn, sometimes it's your turn to do the work of God, but you're still waiting. No, I have to work two people, or I need to be many people to help me. Why only me? Why those people leave me? No. Be happy. Because maybe it's your turn to get your blessing, to get the answer. Hallelujah. And the blessing is coming from God always. Very good. No any microbe. Microbe, what mean microbe in English? No rubbish in the blessing from God. No. No chemical. It's pure, clean. And it must go generation to generation. If today Israel exists, we hear today about Israel everywhere. Because of what? Because of only Abraham. How Abraham was loyal, was confident with God, was connected all time with God. How Abraham loved God and how God loved Abraham. Amen. It's just what Abraham did, just to obey. That's all. Your obedience is very, very helpful in your life if you obey the word of God. That's all. The problem you have is because you don't obey. You take every time, everything is normal in front of you. You never discern. Ask God to give you the spirit of discernment so you can understand, oh, this is my time. Oh, this is the answer. Most of people are blessing every day, but they never discern, they never know if they are a blessing. Do you know that you are a blessing today? Let me tell you, I'm a blessing. Why? Because today, I don't know, who am I to stand in front of the love of God? Oh, thank you, Jesus. You bless me. Thank you, Jesus, because my wife is there. Thank you, Jesus, because I see you. It's a miracle. It's a blessing. Most of people want to come. Look, they are in the street. Drink, smoke, fight, do everything rubbish out. But look at the seat. They could sit here and they share with us this food of God. Who are we? To me, this is a plan for today. This is a plan of God. God loves us. It's a miracle. We are blessing. We have to be happy for these things he did for us this morning. And we have to, it's our time to pray, to ask him, oh God, be merciful for those who didn't come. Touch them. Change them like we change us. You are all power. You have all authority to change someone. Amen. John chapter 5:1-6. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jews' festivals. Now, there in Jerusalem near a sheep gate, a pool, which is Aramaic, is called Bethsaida, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. For the angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well, and whatever disease he had. One who was there had been invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Hallelujah. One day Jesus was walking and he went someplace, which was a pool in Bethsaida. In that pool, you could find people are lying down, sleeping down around that pool, waiting the angel come to make stirring the aura. If you put your foot first in that aura, and all kind of disease you have must be finished. You must be healed. And he met someone who was lying down for 30 years there, suffering. And Jesus, when he found this man, long time, Jesus asked him, "What do you want? Can I do for you? Why are you here?" Long time. This man was being disappointed. He doesn't know more faith. He does. So he started just complaining on him. "Oh, me. When the angel is coming, I don't have someone who can put me in that hole to be healed. That's why I'm suffering for a long time." He didn't recognize who he's talking to. If he could know at that time, he says, "Oh, my Lord, I'm here. Oh, help me, forgive me, be mercy of me. Hey, I need your help." But he started complaining about those people who doesn't care about him. It's like you, man of God, people of God, when we have suffering a lot, we stop our joy in front of our Lord. We think God changed. God never changed. He was, he is, and he will be forever and ever. He never changed. Jerome can change, but Jesus never changed. What he did, he will do for you now, and he will do tomorrow, and for your grand and grandchildren who is coming. He will do it. What he did to Abraham, he can do it for me again, even for you too. But just believe. It's good to have a spirit of discerning. This man, he didn't know who was Jesus. And listen again. What angel was doing to trouble the water? The water. In my language, he said, kuchemusha maji. It's like water when you put the water in a kitchen. The water started doing boil. If you jump in, you will be healed. Have you ever jumped when the altar is built like this here? Is boiled here? Because you don't know the angel. The altar spiritually, the altar is the word of God. When the word of God, the angel is standing with the message from God. Straightly, don't see him, see your God. And tell yourself, tell someone is in you, I'm healed. This is my turn today. When Paul was preaching, people were paying attention, following all the teaching, were be healed before him to pray for them. You never get your answer because when the pastor is preaching, you sleep. You be busy with your telephone or you be busy with someone else or you are here physically, but spiritually you are far, far away. At that time, you will be a Christian for 20 years, but you never be saved. You never see, you never discover when the angel is making the aura. You will come always here. Oh, let's go to church. Oh, finish. How to go? Ah, today, pastor is preaching. Ah, like that's all. Oh, here's the music. Ah, wonderful. God is so good. Like that. But nothing changed. Nothing. Because when the Holy Spirit is working, you are untouchable. You never be touched by the Holy Spirit, the power of Holy. For you never understand what mean. You look like that man. He thinks someone will bring him. I'm sick. He's sick. He's sick too. We are sick. And we need some, when the angel comes, everyone to jump in. Ah. Can I put you? Or I have to go down. I have to go down first. It's up to you. The salvation is by everyone himself. Nobody can push you to believe Jesus. No one. Tomorrow, next week, we have a baptism. No one will push you. No. It's a mistake. You believe, but you never be baptized. You think someone wanna tell you, come. Hey, man, go in. Look, knowledge baptism. I'll come and be baptized too. No. It's yourself. If you see Jesus is working, the Holy Spirit is a time for salvation. Ah, it's your decision. Nobody will ask you, no. Because if someone push you, you are not saved. It's your own decision. The man was sleeping here. The angel always, 30 years, 38 years. Ha, 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 ha. And everyone who come, he tried to do like this. And he jump in and he be saved. Boils the aura by the angel. Jesus come, he start complaining. Look, I don't have anybody. Oh, come on. Look who is standing in front of you. The high, the top of the angel. Now is there. What do you want? Like today. It's our time. Straight away, you are free to tell, oh, Jesus, I give you my life. Forgive me what I did. I believe you. You are my Lord and Savior. No more. I won't. Receive me. Straight away. The Bible says, big part in heaven, if someone confesses his fault, the angel, oh, hallelujah, man, hallelujah. Big party. That's why sometimes when people make party in this, it's just like that. But myself, long time ago in my family, my children always said, Dad, why you don't do party? By myself, I never be happy with any kind of party. Because I focus that party. Say, God, I need that party. One day, to walk in that land, in that New Jerusalem, I need that. I never be. Sometimes you can, in any kind of party, I go there just to go. But, hey, people sometimes they think maybe I'm a witch. I'm a bad man. I don't love people. Because of what? When I read, I say, God is happy only when someone repent and they say, oh, I come back to you. I confess my fault, Jesus. Receive me. At that time, the heaven open. The heaven open the door. And say, oh, big party in heaven. If when you confess your fault, and when you still doing the rubbish, people, those in the darkness, in the Satan, oh, them too there are in party. Oh, we have our members there. Satan, Lucifer with his angels there, they are happy because that day they will discipline you in fire, in hell. But for those who are in heaven, focus in heaven. Heaven, everybody has, we have our address. Church has his address, heaven, New Jerusalem, built by gold, amethyst. No, this gold, no. Pure gold. I don't know how I can tell you. Have you ever get a vision from heaven? I got one day, but I didn't want to come back. When the spirit took me back, I said, why? If you see your body, it look like a poo. Eh? Poo, like a poo. Who is, when the rain come, the poo like this. This looks our body. Like mad, very, very bad. And the angel took me, tell me, go back in your body, go tell your mom that someone who dead in the Lord, he doesn't dead, but he has eternal life. This was my vision. Long, long time ago. When I tell my pastor, my pastor say, write that. Don't forget. I never forget that. I saw people in heaven just singing. The angel was talking to me like this. The people in heaven are saying, hallelujah, only. Hallelujah, hallelujah, those things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Billion of people. You will not wish to come back. Because this body, too much suffering. When we tell you, you like this world, and God, Jesus said, we are a stranger. We just a passenger. We are just to cross. I was young. Look where I am. And I don't know where I will be tomorrow. I'm going to finish. The work of angel. John 6. People come to Jesus and say, Lord, how we can do God's job? Jesus said, believe someone who has been sent. People think they will see again Jesus come and preach, I am a Jesus, believe me. No, those who are so in the internet, people are calling, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus. Fake. But thank you for that. Because it makes me, thank you, Lord. It's your time now to come back. Because you say, we will find more false Jesus will come and say, I am, but don't believe them. And the lost, wrong prophet will lie, will deceive most people. And a lot of crowd of people will go to them. When I saw those people say, I'm Jesus, I'm Jesus, I'm a prophet. I said, oh, for me, I'm in need. And I say, hallelujah. Oh, it's my time. Oh, Jesus, give me to be ready. If you come, let me be with you. That's all. Because we don't have a long time anymore in this way. Be ready. I don't know which kind of verse you already be teaching. I'm just remind you what always our Father gives to you. Amen. Jesus tell his disciple, believe someone who has been sent. If you never believe someone who has been sent to you, you never discern him, nothing will come to you. You will stay only Christian name. When Jesus come, you stay those Christian who did the willing of God. Oh, wow. Enjoy now. We can dance. We can sing. We can do everything. All things. I don't know how to use a computer, but that day, God will make me smart to understand everything. I don't know how to speak English. I will speak the heavenly tongue. Hallelujah. Hey, don't miss that joy, my friend, brother and sister. Big one day, I mean the Holy Spirit will let you know this. That joy, Jesus said, encourage each other according to those stuff from heaven. Encourage, don't miss to encourage. When you meet together, encourage each other. Hey, keep your passport carefully. If you are a stranger, you don't have a permanent visa, you must look after your passport carefully. Because if you, boom, oh, all stranger out, your passport. In this world, we are stranger. Christian, we are stranger. When Jesus comes, boom! Oh, straight away. Your passport is the Holy Spirit. Look after him. Hey, he's there with you. Look carefully. Don't miss up. Mm-mm. Hey, if someone, he said, if you see this one will make you to, will stop you to go in heaven, cut it. Go without any hand. If you see this one, go like this in heaven than stay in this world. Man, what will stop you to go there? This is our opportunity, Church Body of Christ. And every Sunday, every day, the angel is doing something for you. Just come and jump in and be healed. That's all. The word of God, the food for our eternal life, every day is for you. Everything you want, ask him. He hidden here in his way. Every day, he's there. Hebrew. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account Do this so that the work will be a joy, not that for that would be of no benefit to you. Amen. Don't make angry the servant of God who look after you. Make them happy. Hallelujah. The angel in front of you, don't make them angry. Like those in Sodom and Gomorrah, when they find they meet them, they want to rape them. And then the fire come upon them. But Abraham, who receives them, he has been blessed. Here, in Hebrew, say, don't make angry. Find out how you can let them be happy. Because all the time, when the pastor is praying, I want to tell you this secret. If all time you make your pastor happy, when he pray, he can't forget your name. Oh, look after Jerome. Oh, my God, look after Jerome. Look after Noel. Look after Ben. Look after Alex. Look after Miriam. Look after John. Look after Mike. The pastor will pray. Because he remains all time you hear. Moses, God tell him, when you make a clause for Aaron, the high priest, you will put something here. The number of those children of Israel, 12 tribes. Because when you go in a holy place, you start to pray, it's like you bring them in front of me. So those which are here, before me to bless them, I have to find them in your chest before. It's the same like servant of God today. He have to carry you. He have to know your name. He have to get any communication with any connection with you all time. So anytime when he's in front of his God, God when he's all the blessing, all his prayer, when he prayed, God have to see who is connected with this man, to my servant. Who is connected with him? Who am I? And when the blessing come from before to him, and after that, wow, receive. And next Sunday, oh, testimony, hallelujah, I will be blessed. Listen, my family was in Malawi, now are here. Hallelujah. Why? Because pastor was praying for me every day. He never forget me. I tell him my problem, and his God answer me. That's why today I stand in the testimony. Amen. But if you make him angry, you know what? If he can try to pray for you, God will tell him like he tell his prophet, hey, Isaiah, among those prophets, stand up. Don't pray to them. Look, the stuff those people are doing. You pray to them, but those people are against me and against you. I can't hear your prayer. Stand up. Why? When you are someone opposite to the servant of God, all he can pray because he has that love. He doesn't hate you. He loves everybody here. But it's because yourself, you hit him in your heart. When he prayed for you, nothing. The blessing changed to be curse. But when you are good in with him, all things, before he pray, God already be the answer for everything you need. Amen. Since our seminar of our preaching, I'm not a teacher, just a little bit evangelist to encourage you, man of God, people of God, lovely children of God. Be kind. Ask God to give you a spirit of discernment. So any time an angel, a servant of God, when he stands in front of you, he brings something good for your life, for your family, for your nation, for everybody, even for your neighbor, even for your friend who you know. Amen. Receive him, be kind in front of him, listen and obey. Ask the spirit of obedience be with you. So anytime when the word of God came, say, God, I'm weak. I can't do it myself, but give me a strength. Help me, Holy Spirit, be with me so I can know how to do your willing. Sometimes people try to do, but they can't by themselves. That's true. By yourself, you can't. But with Jesus, you can everything. Amen? Amen? Amen. Okay. God bless you.